This week, on a special episode of WebMD's Health Discovered podcast, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
It's a diagnosis that changes everything. So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino.
This podcast contains adult language and content. If you have a story to share, send it to letsnotmeetstories@gmail.com. Enjoy the show.
For reference, I'm from Australia. Female, and at the time, I was about 15 or so. This story starts with me as a teenager, living at home with my mom, stepdad Richard, and four siblings. Back in those days, and having three brothers, I was a pretty hardcore gamer. My mom was a pretty heavy sleeper since she was working full-time and caring for my stepdad, who had stage 4 testicular cancer, so I spent most of my nights staying up and gaming. One particular night, at about 2 a.m., I could hear someone walking around in the backyard. You know that crunching of grass, the slight shuffling of boots on concrete? The fact that the family dog Sammy wasn't barking led me to believe that it was just my stepdad. My dad often walked around the backyard at night to help with his restless leg syndrome that was caused by the chemo. The restless leg would keep my mom awake, so he tried to walk it off so she could get some much-needed rest. So as far as I was concerned, nothing was out of the ordinary, and I continued gaming. Quite a bit later, I heard some noises in the kitchen. But I again assumed it was just my stepdad taking painkillers or making a sandwich, which was pretty normal. So I naturally ignored it and continued gaming. Eventually, I went to bed, and when I got up in the morning, my mom was on the phone, looking very shaken, and she motioned for me to sit down at the table. I was a bit groggy and out of it, but I started to feel a bit panicked. My mom was meant to be at work. She rarely had days off, even when she was sick, because she had 5 kids and 1 very sick husband to take care of. Finally, she gets off the phone and sits down. My mom tells me that during the night, someone was in her room. She said that she thought it was my stepdad at first, and the conversation went like this. "What are you doing?" "Nothing. Go back to sleep." "Richard, is that you?" "Yes. Go back to sleep." She was pretty out of it. She was half asleep, but she remembered that something about the whole exchange just didn't quite feel right. She said that it didn't sound like my stepdad speaking, and that she'd woken up because she heard something drop on the ground. She didn't think too much about it at the time because of how tired she was, so she rolled over and went back to sleep. In the morning when she got up, she saw that her jewelry box was on the ground and a few pieces of jewelry were missing, including priceless family heirlooms that were willed to her by her late grandmother. She went to the kitchen and saw that her phone and my stepdad's phone were missing. So she used the landline, which people still had back then, and called the police, and later we learned the rest of the story. Our backyard faces a communal nature walkthrough type thing. A man climbed our fence. There's a gate, but we always keep it padlocked. And then they walked around the house checking all of the doors to get inside, which is why I could hear all that shuffling and scuffling outside. We later learned that my younger sister had snuck the family dog into her bed that night, which is why Sammy didn't bark at the intruder. My mom's bedroom has a sliding door into the backyard, but she never locked it because she didn't see the point. The man had gotten in through that door and must have noticed the jewelry box, but it was obviously very dark, and he dropped it when he went to pick it up, thus waking my mom. Once they had their little conversation, my mom had gone back to sleep, but he went into the kitchen and started looking for anything of value. He found the phones, pocketed them, and promptly left through the laundry door and over the fence. My stepdad had actually chosen that night of all nights to take a late-night stroll through the neighborhood to clear his head and help with the restless leg. He'd gotten back after everything had happened and was none the wiser until the morning. The police told us that we weren't the only people whose house was invaded that night. Apparently, four other houses had been hit, and that there was a huge priority on finding the perpetrator. And funnily enough, my mom's and stepdad's phones were both found in someone else's house. So they thankfully got their phones back a few days later. A few weeks after this whole ordeal, we learned that the intruder had been found. Sadly, he sold my family's heirlooms for drug money. The dude was just a scummy meth head, and he had a gun in his possession, and it was just luck that no one was harmed with it. He was eventually sent to prison. On behalf of my mom, scummy meth head, let's never meet again.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is a story about the time I went to a bar with one of my friends. I had just turned 21, so I hadn't been to too many bars up to that point. My friend was drinking on the way to the bar, so he was already pretty drunk when we got there. When I sat at the bar, a cute girl came and talked to me and my friend. She said her name was Candace, and I noticed that she had really bright red hair. I assumed that she dyed it. It was pretty, but unnatural. Anyways, this girl was flirting with me and my friend. She could tell my friend was already very drunk. To be honest, I played along like I was already drunk, since it seemed to be working for my friend. I didn't know if she was trying to get free drinks, so I told her we didn't have much money. She offered to buy us drinks. She kept buying us drinks. I started to get confused as to who she liked between me and my friend. My friend went to the bathroom. Well, before he came back, he was kicked out by the bouncers. He was too drunk. Candace and I went outside with him. She kept telling him to go home with her. He was so out of it he could barely answer her. I told her he was too drunk, and that I couldn't let him go anywhere. I didn't want him to wake up hungover in some random house with no car and no idea what had happened. Candace kept pushing it, saying that she would take care of him, but I told her no because I had to stay with him. I was more sober than him, and he was my responsibility. I told her the only way he was going anywhere was if I tagged along. I assumed she thought that I was jealous or cock-blocking, as they say, but my friend could barely stand and lost interest in Candace already at that point. She immediately started flirting with me and offered to get my friend a taxi to drive him home and said we could go to her place alone. At this point, I had had a few drinks and I was pretty buzzed, so I agreed. We took my friend to the taxi and walked over to her car. I slightly stumbled on the way to her car, Wow, you're pretty drunk, huh? She said, smiling, as she held onto my arm. Yeah, I said. I don't know why, but I just felt slightly shy and anxious. Everything was just happening too easy for me. It felt uneasy. We got in her car, and we drove down the street. I want to stop at the liquor store and get some more to drink. I'll buy it, so don't worry about paying, she offered. I didn't want to drink anymore, and I already did. I was already buzzed and wanted to be able to carry myself throughout the rest of the night. Sometimes I made myself look stupid when I'm drunk, so I didn't want to ruin anything with Candace more than I already did earlier with telling her that my friend was too drunk. I told her I was already drunk enough, but she insisted. I didn't want to seem lame, so I told her to get me a pint of liquor with some apple juice just to chase it. She went to the store and came out with a lot more than just a pint. I assumed she wanted to drink more also, and that's why she got a fifth instead of a pint. On the car ride, we passed a bottle back and forth, and she took tiny sips. I tried to take tiny sips, but she kept passing the bottle back and telling me to drink. I somehow managed to drink all of my apple juice and pretend to drink the bottle by spitting the liquor into the apple juice bottle. I tossed the apple juice full of liquor out the window before she saw it. I didn't want her to know that I was acting drunker than I was. She actually believed I was sloppy drunk when I was simply buzzed. I took a couple more sips of liquor and finished the bottle. Throughout the car ride, I called her the wrong name a couple of times to get a reaction out of her. She didn't react to it. She just kept letting me call her Carla without correcting me. For some reason, I thought she lied to me about her name initially. We drove up to her house and I pretended to trip and stumble into her front door. She helped me walk inside by holding me up. She opened up her front door, which was unlocked. We walked into her house and she closed the front door and locked it. I thought that was strange, but assumed that she didn't want anyone walking in on us. So I told her that I had to use the bathroom. I walked into her bathroom, locked the door, and looked in the mirror. I just felt strange. I felt like something was off. I felt myself becoming more drunk from finishing the bottle earlier. I turned on the sink to make noise and made myself puke up the liquor that I drank. I flushed and went to the sink and started to drink tap water out of my hands to sober up. I didn't want to be drunk. I turned the sink off and I could hear her talking to someone. He's drunk as hell. He can barely stand up. You do it. Who is she talking to? And do what? I walked out of the bathroom into the living room. The moment I stepped into the living room, I saw her walking into another room. All I could see was the back of her head. That very strange, bright red hair going into another room. I didn't see her face or anything. I just saw her kind of walk fast into the other room. The living room was pretty dark. Hey, where are you going? And I slurred like I was drunk. She walked back into the dark living room and up to me and said, let's go to my room. I looked at her bright red hair and then into her eyes. They were different. Her face was different. She was another girl with the same hair. That's when I realized that it was another girl with the same wig on. It was a wig the whole time. She had changed it with a girl from earlier for whatever reason. My heart felt like it stopped, but I tried to look like I had no idea that it was a different girl. I kind of smiled at her and told her I just needed to use the bathroom one more time and told her I was sorry I was so drunk. She said, it's fine, just hurry up in there. I went into the bathroom and locked the door. I heard her whisper something to someone again. This time, I heard a male voice whisper back to her. I honestly didn't concentrate on listening to exactly what she said. Something sketchy was going on, and I had to get out of that house. I opened the bathroom window and jumped straight out of it and ran faster than I ever ran in my life. I didn't look behind myself or anything. I just ran through the backyard, jumped the fence, and ran through someone else's backyard, hit the road, and ran towards the main road. I kept running down the main road until I saw a Star CVS and ran into the CVS and stood straight in front of the door, in front of the camera. I called a taxi and went home. I try to think what happened that night. Why did she tell me a fake name? Why was she trying to get my friend and I so drunk? I thought maybe a robbery, but she kept spending money on us. She kept buying us drinks and even paid for my friend's taxi cab. And mostly, why did she wear that wig that she gave to another girl to wear? Who was she talking to? What did it mean? And what was in that room they tried to lure me into? The next day after the incident, I went back to the house with a couple of friends just to see what was going on. Nobody was there. No cars, no people, nothing. Just an empty house. I ended up finding out that the house was a summer rental, and whoever those people were, they broke into that house and used it for one night and never came back.
Heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
This took place back around 2008, if my memory serves me right. Me and my family had just moved to Costa Rica, and we enjoyed spending most of our time at the beach. One beach in particular, which was near a lovely little river I liked to swim in. It was on this same beach that 9-year-old girl me found a dead body floating in the ocean. To give a little context, I had been playing on the beach. We thought it was a relatively safe beach, so my parents were further up. How wrong they were about it being safe. I remember seeing something floating in the water, but I wasn't sure what it was, so I went to investigate and found a dead man, just floating there. Part of his leg had been hacked off. It was obvious he had not drowned. The man was clearly murdered. Around this time, we had heard about a recent string of murders that had happened, both on the Caribbean side of Costa Rica, where we were, and on the Pacific side. The murders had been happening every 6 months, rotating in between both regions of the country. So there was reason to assume this murder had been done by the same person, since it seemed to fit the timeline. As far as I can remember, the details of the murder were never disclosed in any of the local newspapers. Only that the man had been a tourist from England. So there was no way for anyone who had not seen the man on the beach to know the specifics of his murder. Eventually, the whole thing blew over, and we returned to the same beach. I can't quite remember a time frame, but it was definitely within a few months of me finding the dead man that the next part happened. One day, I was swimming in the river with my mother, when a very strange man popped out of the water, startling us. He had a spear gun in his hand and a snorkel mask on. Anyways, he began talking to my mom and I. I think we could both tell that something was just off about this guy. I wasn't really paying attention to most of their conversation, but I do remember him bringing up the recent murder on the beach, and he seemed to know a great amount of details about it, which, as I previously mentioned, were not available to the public. It almost seemed as if He was trying to confess that he was the one who murdered the man, but without directly saying so. He also talked about how he traveled between the Caribbean and the Pacific side of Costa Rica, spending half a year in each spot. Eventually, they got onto the topic of what he did for a living. He spent a great deal talking about how he made the masks for the movie Eyes Wide Shut, and that he would make those masks, and I presume other ones, based on real-life human emotions, and that he specifically liked capturing the look of fear. We were totally taken aback by this guy, and didn't really know what to do. Eventually, he just got back into the water and swam away, and thankfully we never saw him again. I do not know if this is related or not, but the weird strain of murders suddenly stopped after that.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Let's Not Meet, a true horror podcast. If you'd like to get access to ad-free versions of all of our episodes and over 100 bonus episodes with stories you won't hear anywhere else, updated weekly, sign up and support the show at patreon.com/letsnotmeetpodcast. All of the stories you've heard this week were narrated and produced with the permission of their respective authors. Let's Not Meet, a true horror podcast, is not associated with Reddit or any other message boards online. If you have a story to share, send it to letsnotmeetstories@gmail.com. Finally, make sure to check out all of our other storytelling podcasts like Odd Trails, our true paranormal podcast, and the Old Time Radio Cast at crypticcountypodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.